Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We are with Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start with National Grid, and they have brought their case for a rate increase to the public. What's coming of that?
You know, and the public wasn't entirely opposed yesterday. There was an obvious split in the comments offered at the public hearing held by the State Public Service Commission yesterday. Private citizens and those representing them spoke against the rate hikes. Those that have benefited from National Grid's economic development support spoke in favor of the utility, its role, and its rate hike request. Fairly large increases being sought from the firm's upstate New York customers, 17.5% for delivery of electricity and 20.5% for delivery of gas. National Grid has noted that when adjusted for inflation, the current delivery price for electricity is lower than in 2004, and the current delivery price for gas is the same as it was in 2004. It says it needs more money now to upgrade its infrastructure. The utility says it makes no profit from the sale of gas or electricity, only from the delivery. The company submitted its rate hike request to the Public Service Commission in April, beginning what is expected to be an 11-month review. Tuesday public hearing, which was led by a PSC administrative law judge, was the first of five that would be held across the upstate service area. This is a small component of a very large review process, but the public hearings serve to bring the process out into the public eye. The final decision is made at the state level.
Well, it's official. Log Bay Day is no more on Lake George. This after what was a tragic boating accident involving an 8-year-old California girl.
Yeah, the Lake George Park Commission voted unanimously Tuesday morning to end the event that is now associated with the death of Charlotte McHugh, an 8-year-old California girl whose family was vacationing on the lake last summer. McHugh was killed a year ago Tuesday. The man who was driving the boat had spent the day drinking and doing drugs at Log Bay Day. He was sentenced in June to 5 to 15 years in state prison for second-degree manslaughter. David Wick, the executive director of the State Park Commission, said the broader community in general feels it's time for the event to come to an end, and the Park Commission has the authority to do it. The resolution authorizes the commission's marine patrol to close Log Bay and neighboring Shelving Rock Bay on July 31st, the last Monday of July, which is the day the party has taken over the area of the lake for the past two decades. The last all-day party in the bay drew about 300 boats and 800 people and resulted in two tragic accidents. In addition to noting the death of McHugh, the resolution also mentions that a young man was paralyzed after diving into the bay's shallow water from a pontoon boat and breaking his neck.
Terrible story. We've been speaking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.